Good morning. In three pastoral visits on the same day, I heard this. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like escalators. I don't like church. All three statements were impossible to reply to. They were clearly the three people's personal opinions. They had blockages in their minds, which they were not very good at explaining, but for their own reasons, they had decided that they did not like tomatoes, escalators, or the church. I tried to say that tomatoes are things that we either like or we don't like, it's just a matter of personal taste, but church is not the same as tomatoes. Similarly, if we don't like marriage or motherhood, we can't just stop them. Mind you, many folk do divorce and many do deposit their baby on a doorstep. I said, I hear you say I don't like, so I will not do. But if I ever change my mind and feel that it is in my interest to come, then I'll consider coming. That's very subjective I talk. What about objective considerations? What about doing what God wants? What about doing what would be good for other people? Is God worthy of our worship or is he not? If he is, then worship him. If not, don't. Has God commanded us to worship him? Yes or no? He has, so obey and do it, or else we're disobeying. One of the people I was speaking to was a young mother, and I thought, what if her children said, I don't like Dad. I don't like living in this house anymore. I'm off. If I change my mind, I'll come back. Some things are a choice. We either like them or we don't. We do them or we don't do them. But some other things are beyond our personal choice. Like it or not, we do them. For example, we keep our vows once we have made them. We bring up our kids, no matter how difficult it gets. We remain true to our convictions and principles, even when it becomes costly. And we play our part in church life, whether it is easy or hard, whether we like it or lump it, just because God tells us to and other people need us to. And who knows, we might just like it anyway.